The religion of Islam has been showing up in hip-hop and rap music for decades.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Artists like Mos Def are open about their Muslim faith and how it influences their music. And there are many others. Big Daddy Kane, Lupe Fiasco, and members of the iconic 90s hip-hop group, A Tribe Called Quest. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. Baraka Blue draws inspiration for his music from Sufi Islam. But unlike the other artists we just heard who are African-American, he is white.
I found out very early, as long as you be you and you keep it real and you're honest and you're sincere, then you'll be respected.
Baraka Blue has been keeping it real in the West Coast hip-hop scene since he was 13, writing poetry, freestyling with his friends, performing at clubs, but also getting high, stealing, and getting in trouble. Then he came across the poetry of Jalaluddin Rumi, the 13th century Sufi poet, Muslim theologian, and mystic. And he was inspired to change. Here's his story.
I started when I was really like in like fifth grade, sixth grade, writing lyrics to songs that were on the radio, doing our own kind of renditions and doing our own dances to it and stuff. So, but as I got older, I started to get exposed to the local scene and started going to the local hip hop shows. And then it became more than just about imitating. I realized there was kind of actually a consciousness behind it. And there was all these different type of art forms, influences of jazz and influence of blues. And then also freestyling, which is, you know, it's jazz, but it's with meanings because it's words. I got skills on the court. One of these days I'ma get paid at the sport. For the league, maybe I'm short, but I'ma see an endorsement. Be whipping a Porsche, who by the porch in my own shoes. It's like writing became the thing that I wanted to do. When I woke up in the morning, I wrote. When I went to school in high school, I sat in the back of class, didn't really listen much, I just wrote. And when I got off class, took the bus to my friend's house, wrote, shared what I wrote, let's record it. You know, it was like, there was a huge period of growth. At one point, I realized like I was talking about changing the world, but at the same time, I felt a big contradiction within myself. You know, I was still high all the time and drinking a lot and kind of doing various crimes to pay the rent. I was having less than healthy relationships with women and things like that. And I just realized I want to change the world, but I need to change myself. I kind of hit a moment where I said, you know, I need something more. There's something that's missing, you know, and I always believed in God and I always believed in a creator and a source and I always believed there was a path. So I decided to become Muslim when I was 20 years old. Barakallahu feek. Let's go. Seem like an impossible feat with ignorance in every part of the street. But in response to the heat, we tippy toe and keep on stopping our feet. Because the sweetest fruit is hardest to reach, but it's hardest to reach. I mean, just the idea of articulating pure spiritual truth through poetry. Because for me, poetry was my whole world, you know, and I love poetry and just expressing myself. For about 3 years after I became Muslim, I pretty much stepped back from the scene. But in that period, I wrote all the time, you know, drawing from the well of inspiration of the Muslim poets and the Quran, which is poetic language, made my writing more potent. And so when I did come back to actually recording songs, it was a rebirth. All right, I'm ready. Allows these words to exist. You are missed. By him who allows my soul to subsist. You are missed. The Sufi poets took the poem of Layla and Majnun, which is a pre-Islamic poem, and it was about a man who, Majnun means literally insane. So he was so in love with this woman that he lost his mind and he couldn't think of anything else but her. And it's a beautiful love story. And they said it's a metaphor that Majnun is a human being who is lost in his love of the divine, right? That his Layla also means night in Arabic, and it has implications, right? The night envelops. The day is multiplicity, you see the world of forms, but in night, in darkness, everything is one. The divine one, Layla, became a metaphor for that. And so expressing the love of Layla is very common throughout Muslim poetry, especially Sufi poetry and music, as expressing this desire for the divine beloved.
Yet to be broken, but I yearn for a kiss, beloved lips. Oh, I yearn for a glimpse, beloved lips.
Oh, Layla, lest we forget, love is the only reason that the lover exists.
The darkness, you are the light, you are the artist. Either canvas on which you write, color me any way you like.
True Islam is surrender to the divine will, submission to the ultimate truth, haqiqa, the reality, right? The source, the creator. And through submission to that, that's the only way that the human being can truly attain peace.